The quarterback class in this year's draft is getting all the attention, and understandably so, without a true top-of-the-class prospect. But this draft is also extraordinarily deep at a host of positions, including some that the Bills will be looking to address as they get ready for the 2017 season. With just 6 picks, though, it might behoove the Bills to trade down and acquire more than just the 6 they have at their disposal.
They're in a position where if you could convince somebody that wanted to come up to where you're picking in the first round and get more multiple picks in the middle rounds of this draft, which is the sweet spot to me, that third, fourth round area, you can get a lot of starters there. Second round caliber players, you're going to get them in the third, fourth, and in some positions, maybe even the fifth round this year. So you can plug a lot of holes.
NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock called it the deepest cornerback draft class he has ever seen. This class also is deep at the safety position. Both of those are positional needs for the Bills as they have 6 free agents on their roster in the defensive backfield. At safety, the top of the class is LSU's Jamal Adams and Ohio State's Malik Hooker.
I think Hooker's a little bit better center fielder with a little bit more range and a little bit better man skill. I think Adams is a little bit better thumper and more consistent tackler, but he can still play in the back. So I wouldn't talk about either of these guys as top 10 picks unless I felt comfortable they could do both. But Hooker just is a little bit more fluid and athletic, but he doesn't tackle as well as Adams.
Another positional need for Buffalo is weak side linebacker, where the Bills need a true sideline-to-sideline player for Sean McDermott's 4-3 scheme. Two of the better options there in this year's class are Vanderbilt's Zach Cunningham and Temple's Hassan Reddick.
I feel like I'm probably one of the better linebackers as far as pass coverage goes. I've played Will mostly in our defense, which is the linebacker who did most of the pass coverage, so I feel very strong about that.
I'm a competitor. That's what I like to do. That's what I do. You know, there's no question about that. It doesn't matter who they put in front of me or what task, you know, they give me to do. I'm just going to try to do it as best as I can, and that's the approach I took at Senior Bowl.
The Combine wraps up here on Monday with the defensive back workouts at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. I'm Chris Brown, where our Combine coverage has been brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. We'll be right back.